Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you'll have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I'm so grateful to have you tuned in here to Chosen Generation Radio. Remember, you can get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And folks, I am just really excited about our program today. Claire Lopez joins us, bottom of hour number two, along with my co-host, Rick Manning. And we're going to get into Biden's just absolutely horrific foreign policy. It is just absolutely scary, that what Biden is doing with the foreign policy and what he has created by abandoning the Afghanistan area, what he has created with the pullouts that he's done. There is an entire new Islamic state that is rising up, and the dangers to our country are ginormous. Not to mention their targeted attacks on Christians and on our Jewish friends. It's just something else. We'll talk about that. All right, top of the next hour, David Shostokas joins us, our constitutional attorney, and we'll get into talking to him about a couple of things. There are protests that are going on right now all over the country regarding the mandatory vaccine issues. There are also protests that are taking place right now all over the country saying we demand an election audit. We have seen the evidence. We have watched these hearings, and we want to see something done to defend election integrity. So we'll talk with David about those issues at the top of the next hour. Bottom of this hour is going to be, I don't know, kind of a surprise. So you're just going to have to hold tight. We'll see. I've got several things that are popping up. So we'll talk about, I'll let you know. Might have a guest live from Serbia. Might have a guest talking about the Salvation Army's wokeism. We got a lot of things cooking, so I'll let you know. But right now, I want to get right to it, because the man, the myth, and the legend, Mr. Newsbuster himself, Dan Gaynor, is with us. Dan, welcome. Good to have you, sir.
Oh, it's good to be back. How are you doing today?
I am great, man. I am great. I'm about 102 pounds down, and I'm just feeling better, feeling stronger every day. I think that's a sign.
Well, I think I found a few of those pounds.
Uh-oh. Well, I've got the perfect diet for you.
To be honest, to people, it's something the media aren't ever able to do.
No. Not at all.
I was telling you off air, there's a truly horrific instance of bias, and we have to shift from joking around to shift to something so alarming to me. I had a hard time. I think a lot of people are having a hard time with this story. The Daily Wire's Luke Rosiak, a real good reporter for Daily Wire, he did a story on how the Loudoun County School Board here in Northern Virginia, right very close to my office, are alleged to have covered up the rape of a 14-year-old girl in the girls' bathroom at the hands of a boy in a skirt just so they could pass the transgender bathroom policy. The alleged assailant is then also to have alleged to go on to assault another girl at a different school. And they did everything they could to suppress the story because they didn't want it to interfere with their agenda ramming through the bathroom bill to allow anybody they want to go to the bathroom with your little girl.
And that's the federal bill you're talking about. That's part of the budget reconciliation, right? Or is this Virginia's bill?
This is Loudoun. This is okay. Something Loudoun County was trying to do.
Okay.
But the federal level, they've talked about how dangerous the parents are who are challenging the school board, and the National School Boards Association has gone after them and gone to Merrick Garland and Department of Justice and asking for help fending off these crazy people who are threatening the school boards. And of course, one of the people they're complaining about is this guy whose daughter was raped. And so he went and confronted the school board, so now he's been arrested, and now he's got to fight that case, too. And, he was labeled a domestic terrorist by the National School Boards Association. And all because he worried about his daughter who had been raped. And now, I tell you about the story because you find the story on Fox, you find the story in the Daily Wire, because again, God bless them and Luke Rosiak for doing this story. And you'll find on our website, on newsbusters.org, how, ABC World News Tonight, CBS Evening News, NBC Nightly News, they talked about Greg Abbott's banning vaccine mandates, but they didn't talk about this story. Why would they talk about this story? Neither did CNN, neither did MSNBC. Because they don't want to talk about it. Because they talk about this story, then suddenly all the complaints about school boards around the country coalesce about this is the kind of thing that they're putting your children in jeopardy about. It's not just this. I mean, they are teaching your children that they're wrong, that America is evil. This is the kind of stuff that that parents have a legal and constitutional right and obligation to get involved about, and they're treating this guy like he's a terrorist because he was upset that his daughter was raped and they wanted to hide it.
I was just out in Loudoun County 2 weeks ago for a CRT symposium that was held by Jonathan Emord. And, I met a number of the wonderful leaders that are a part of Loudoun County. This is Loudoun County. They are targeting this particular area. There's no question in my mind that they're targeting it, because there are parents out there that are standing up. They're saying, hey, you know what? We're not about hate here in Loudoun County. We don't want you teaching our children to hate one another. And this is absolutely egregious. I just found this. Federal court rules that transgender students must be allowed to use bathrooms that match their gender. This was a federal court in Florida. Folks, there is such a thing as the rule of law, and there are also nature's laws, okay? And if you're a boy, you've got outdoor plumbing, you don't belong in the girls' bathroom. I mean, this is like something out of some horror movie. You would find this on a horror movie channel.
The left argues that someone who pretends to be another gender is that gender. and you must accept it against all reason. To argue otherwise, even if it puts women at risk, and offices, and this has been the way for decades, in offices around the country, there are public bathrooms outside, and you like group office buildings or public bathrooms where they you have to use a key to get into the bathroom. And the reason for that is people can come in from outside and get in the ladies' room. And so it's done to protect women. But now what we're saying is we can let anybody in to the ladies' bathroom, to the girls' bathroom, anybody in to go to the gymnasium, as happened in California, and shower or go to the locker room next to your daughter. Your daughter could be 10 years old, and that could be a 40-year-old man, and he says he's a woman, and they can do it. This is not hysterical to make this point. It's happening. And if your children don't want to deal with it, guess what? The only option you have is to take them out of those schools, take them out of those gyms, keep them away from those bathrooms, because the woke crowd controls our country now. And anything that is, and I'm going to use a really controversial word, anything that is normal.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to add this too, and I really encourage folks to go to walthyer.com. That's H-E-Y-E-R, walthyer.com. Walt Heyer has a ministry. Walt identified as a transgender woman for 8 years and now has a passion to help people understand the devastating effects that that had on his life and how he got past that and how he is now rejoined society as the male gender that God created him to be. There are stories and stories and stories out there, folks, about young people who in their teenage years were acting out and their parents, some of their parents, school administrators, enforced their rebellious behavior, and now in their mid-20s, they're devastated by the effects of decisions made as an adolescent. 4 and 5 year olds here in Texas that are being chemically castrated because mom or dad or some whacked out wacky brain thinks that a 4 or 5 year old can decide, make a life choice about changing their gender, and now, you know, permanent damage is done. This is horrific. And I bring this up because I think it's an important aspect of this, Dan, because there are two lives there are two groups of lives that are being destroyed by this. Certainly, this person that has committed this rape in Loudoun County and now, as you said, has gone on to commit another assault.
Well,
that's a different story.
Alleged.
Well,
alleged, just to keep it sure. You know, but, legal here. You know, this is America, and you are innocent until proven guilty.
Yes.
But school boards, on the other hand, are obligated to concerns, not ignore it when a parent comes and says, hey, my daughter was raped in the bathroom by somebody wearing a skirt and you want to suppress it so that you can push through your propaganda. That's just appalling. I mean, it just is.
Well, and the other part of this is the targeting. We had, Cece on from Southeastern Legal Foundation talking about this last week, and you know, parents are being targeted now if they do anything to try to protect their children. I mean, stop and think about this for a minute. Your child is at school, and the schools are now making it very clear that you no longer have any say or control over what happens to your child. You can't protect, you can't defend, and the schools are becoming guilty of allowing these kinds of things to take place, and then if they don't follow the right narrative, Dan, they're covered up. And I talked yesterday, Dan, about, you know, what is a free press? Why do we have a free press? Why is that a part of the First Amendment? Well, the purpose of the free press is to investigate these kinds of things, expose wrong, expose What's wrong? And of course, the free press now is not doing it.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow. And after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision. So please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen. Dan Gaynor is my guest, Newsbusters and Media Research Center. Find them at CG Contributors at the ChosenGenerationRadio.com website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and you can find them there under CG Contributors. Click on Dan's name. Well, you know, Dan, Nancy Pelosi has said that the media needs to be doing a better job of promoting the Democratic Party agenda. You know, we've gone from, hey, let's pass it, right, so we can know what's in it, And now it's, we don't need to pass it to know what's in it. The media just needs to go out there and follow the talking points that we've given them.
Yeah, they were asking her about the package. She said, well, it's hard to put forth it's a complicated package. There's a lot in it. Well, that's the problem. But she's like, oh, well, media need to do a better job telling people about it. No, they don't. That's your job. I know it seems like they work for you or you work for them, and it's incredibly symbiotic, but it's not guaranteed. They don't have to do that for everything. They don't always work for you. It's not like the cartoons. They're not punching the clock and, going and reporting to you.
It's absolutely terrible. The fact that but they're lackeys. They're really lackeys. The lead story that we talked about the gentleman whose daughter is raped, and because he's livid about it and goes to the school and demands justice for his daughter, he's considered to be a domestic terrorist, and where's the investigation? I mean, there's more and more evidence that's coming out about the whole January 6th issue and now predicated on the most recent indictments, and Revolver has been all over this. Basically, they're investigative reporting, and they're actually doing investigative reporting, Dan. What a concept. Real investigative reporting, right?
If you remember, the media have already convicted everybody who's there, to the point now where if you even went to the rally, which, by the way, thousands of people went to the rally and then went home, went to a peaceful rally to hear the President of the United States speak, and they did, and then they went home. A very, very, very small subset of that went into the Capitol, and a small subset of that did anything wrong. That I'm 100% against rioting. If you rioted, whatever happens. But even then, they're political prisoners at this point. They've been in jail for months and months. Oh, you're trying to coup the government. You're trying to coup the government. I don't know if you saw, but a list of the weapons came out this week that they had, and it was laughable. I mean, you could coup the government. You'd be lucky to, take over one corner of Baltimore. And I don't mean corner of the city. I mean, like one street corner in Baltimore.
And there's a picture, actually. If you go to Revolver, you can find the picture that shows the quote-unquote restricted grounds. Here's the nutty thing about this. I mean, we're talking about the grass out in front of the Capitol. I mean, we're talking about, 100 yards away from the Capitol is this grass and these walkways. And if you were on a roadway, if you were driving your car in the circle that goes around the Capitol, then you were within these boundaries. And what's ridiculous is that there were no boundaries. They didn't put anything up to create those boundaries.
That's insane.
Yeah, absolutely. If you were walking down the sidewalk on January the 6th and you didn't even go to the Ellipse, you didn't go to the president's rally, you were just out for a walk. You were there on that day, and maybe you were walking across the street from the Supreme Court and you were just happened to be walking on the sidewalk. Guess what? They're looking and they have pictures of you, and you may well get your front door knocked down as they break into your house. This is not the United States of America that I grew up in.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Ask yourself, what do you pay for health care? Are you single? Do you pay more than $199 a month?
Are you a couple? Do you pay more than $299 a month? Do you have a family? Do you pay more than $399 a month? Yes, you can serve the entire family with health care for only $399 a month. Sign up at any time of the year. Pick your own doctor and hospital. For more information, go to LibertyHealthShare.org. That's LibertyHealthShare.org.